so that we won't walk away saying, I didn't get to go into the Bible. Have a seat just for 1 minute. We'll just go over one scripture. How's about that? Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Mark chapter 4. When you get there, say amen. Okay, for sake of time, let's just begin at verse 35. And the same day when the even was come, night had come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Now, the word was, let us pass over unto the other side. And the disciples were excited. And they're all in the boat, and they're ready to go. And they don't understand what's about to happen. And in the midst of where they're going, trouble rises. And they panic, and you know the story. They panic, and they cry out to the Lord, who's in the bow of the ship, sleep. And they cry out to him like, Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? And they wake him up, and Jesus wakes up, and he rebukes them because of their faith. Now, I don't know how many that would be in a boat like that where the wind is blowing and the waves are coming into the boat, and the boat is beginning to sink, and you know that Jesus is on board. I don't know how many wouldn't, you know, and he's asleep. It's like, Jesus? You know, you can relate it to your own personal experience when you're dealing with or going through something. It's like, Jesus? You know, when it's getting late in the hour and the time in which you need something to happen and it hasn't happened, Jesus? And it's as if, man, does God hear my prayer? Is God paying attention to me? Do you see what's going on? I need you right now, Jesus. And in that panic, Jesus, he wakes up, and it says he arose, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said to them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know, that can be very puzzling. Because when you go through stuff, it's real to you. And it may not be real to others, but it's real to you. And in this situation, we can all look at it and we can imagine it. I don't know if everybody has been out on a boat, but I've certainly been out on a boat. And I've been in some rough waters. And I've been in some waters where the waves get higher than the other boats that are out there. You know, you when the waves are up, you're down here. And then when the waves go down, you go up. And then you can see the boats. And then next thing you know, you're down. And it gets windy. And Deacon Aquino knows we're out there at, what was that place? Begins with an H, I think. Half Moon Bay. Do you remember that time? We were out there. I'll never go out to Half Moon Bay again in deep sea fishing, because it was an experience that it's like, man, I don't like this. We had a guy on board who was drunk. I'm going to wrap this up. We had a guy on board who was drunk, and as we're going back, because nobody caught anything, that's the worst thing of all. You go out there, and then you have to deal with all of the waves and stuff and the wind, and you don't catch anything. That's just, you know, that's just double whammy. So this guy is out there in the open part of the boat in the back, and we're all inside trying to be warm and want to get back to shore. And he's full of alcohol, and, I mean, the waves are coming in and crashing against him. He hits his head, and his nose is bleeding and stuff, and he's still out there, you know, ah! I'm like, he is nuts. I definitely don't want to be on a boat with somebody like that. But it wasn't like we were all panic, but there was a certain level and element of fear in the sense that, man, I just want to get back, just get me back to shore. We shouldn't have been out here on this day, and we didn't catch no fish either. That's a double whammy. That's like, man, I don't get seasick, praise God, but there were some people who got seasick. But anyway, we made it back to shore. And so I can understand Peter then. They're excited about Jesus, and Jesus says, let us go to the other side. Yes, let us go to the other side. The storm was sent by purpose. It was sent by purpose. You know, many people may come with different reasons and purposes, but when we go into chapter 5, we see why the storm raised. Because Jesus knew what he was going to do. He was going to go and deliver this man who had a legion of demons on the inside of him. And so as he's going, Satan, like, causes a storm all of a sudden. And in the midst of Jesus' sleep, why? Because he knows what he's going to do. How do you know? Because when he gets there, he goes. As soon as he gets off the boat, who comes running down to him but this man of Gadarenes, if you will, and this man is loaded down with devils. When Jesus says, what's your name? Legion, for we are many. Meaning thousands of devils were on the inside of him. And he came running to Jesus. And look what he says in chapter 5. He says in verse 7, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For Jesus had said to him, come out of him, man. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Which is just quoted to you. And the thing of it is that when you read this, it's like right after he delivers the man, word spreads because the devils are cast into 2,000 pigs. Everybody say 2,000. The scripture says in verse 13, there were about 2,000 pigs, and the demon said, cast us into the pigs. So if there's 2,000 pigs, and the demon say, cast us into the pigs, more than likely, with mathematics, there were at least 2,000 demons in that man. Because as soon as Jesus gave them permission to go, all 2,000 ran and jumped over the cliff into the sea and drowned. I would have thought some of those piggies, if they were in their right mind, said, I ain't going over there. Praise God, that's a cliff. But driven by demons, all of them ran. And it was for this purpose that the enemy was raising up this chaos and confusion and disorder. And Jesus is, because he knows what he's going to do. So after he casts out the devils, the people go and tell the people of the town. The town comes out and they see, and they get out of here. Leave. You think they say, oh, come on, master. Stay with us. Dwell with us. No, leave. And he got in the boat and left because the job was done. And he's like, let's go over here now. And he goes over here and he starts ministering because that's what his life was all about, ministry. You see, things happen in our lives. We can't be moved by those things. Some of it can be a disturbance by Satan. Some of it can be something we've done ourselves. But what we need to be about is our Father's business at all times. Because if we're about his business, Satan can act up all he wants to, creating chaos and disorder and storms, anything to distract us. But Jesus, if we are in him and he's in us, and if we're about him, he will calm the storm. As a matter of fact, he'll give us the faith and the ability to calm the storms. I believe that's why he rebuked their faith. Because he was like saying, why didn't y'all just deal with the thing? You woke me up. Watch this. When cease, see, be at peace. And the wind ceased, and the sea was calm. And it's like Jesus will say, you guys could have did that. He's releasing, and you'll see this if you read Mark, in the book of Mark, you'll see how Jesus just releases authority and power. The people say, we've not heard a man minister like this. He ministers with authority and power, and this is what Jesus gives to us, the people of God. And this is what he wants us to walk in, authority and power. Storms will come up, rebuke them. Peace be still. Ah, shock some of you. Hallelujah. That's a good wake up. Chaos and disorder going on in the home. Peace be still in Jesus' name. It's that kind of authority. Oh, it feels good even when you say it like that. Hallelujah. You don't need the mic. Peace be still. Amen. And this is what Jesus wants to release. And I believe that's why he rebuked them. You don't have no faith. You could have did what I just did. Y'all woke me up out of my sleep. And I was sleeping good. Because he's getting ready to go and set this man free. He set that man free, and that man wanted to go with him. And Jesus is like, no, stay here. Go tell your family. Go tell your friends. Go tell everybody what the Lord has done for you. Isn't that awesome? There were times where Jesus said, shh, 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 don't tell nobody. And what would they do? They'd run out and tell everybody. But this man, he says, no, go tell them. Tell them what the Lord has done for you. Isn't that awesome? Stand to your feet. Authority, power. Release it in your people tonight, Lord. Authority, power. What you witnessed tonight and what you witnessed Sunday, and what you witness going on in our midst is going to become common, but we won't treat it as common. We will give God glory for everything that he does. Lift your hands. Get ready to receive God's anointing power. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing power come upon your sons and daughters once again. Not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, but the newest convert whose heart is right and loyal towards you, even as your heart, Lord God, is faithful and loyal towards us. Father, release that anointing that, as you said, these that believe, they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. They shall speak in other tongues. If they take up any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. Quicken your word in the lives of your sons and daughters, Lord. Let the anointing increase in each and every one of us as we yield our members as instruments of righteousness, as we present our bodies to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service and spiritual worship, as we live not as mere Christians with a label, but as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Jesus, you gave us authority and you gave us power to execute kingdom power, kingdom might, kingdom dominion in this earthly realm. And you expect us to do so. I pray, Lord God, that you will increase in us and we will decrease. I pray that Christ be fully formed in each and every believer in this room, and that we all walk in the power of your Spirit, and the gates of hell will not prevail against any of us in Jesus' name. Come on and get the Lord a hand of praise if you really mean it. If you receive that. If you really mean it, if you receive that. Give God a hand of praise. Receive the anointing. Receive the authority. Receive the power. Walk in wisdom, walk in knowledge, walk in truth. God give you the power of understanding. That you be thoroughly equipped and ready for every good work. Say this with me. Every seat filled Standing room only. People on the outside trying to get inside because they've heard what God is doing in our midst. Hallelujah. And we're taking it out there to the streets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Give the Lord a hand of praise. We love you. Father, we thank you. Command your blessing upon your sons and daughters. The Lord our God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he might bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That the gates of hell will not prevail against you, but you will triumph over the gates of hell, because you are the church of the living God. You are the pillar and the ground of truth, the foundation, the mainstay, the prop, and the support of the truth. May the Lord be with you everywhere you go, and may he bless the works of your hands and order your steps in his perfect will, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. Make sure you greet our guests. Don't let them get out of here without tackling them with the love of God. From TFT.